Bill Plimpton has come to be known as the king of indie animation. His 10th full-length feature is opening in theaters across the country. It's called Cheatin', and it deals with infidelity. Like many of Plimpton's other animated films, it has no dialogue. John Kalish talked to the artist in his studio.
Bill Plimpton says he learned how to tell a story with pictures doing comics for men's magazines and alternative weeklies in the 1970s and 80s. He became recognizable for his over-the-top caricatures and slightly raunchy worldview. Plimpton's first foray into animation was a short film titled Boomtown, a 1985 takedown of military spending written by Jules Pfeiffer and voiced by two actresses known as the Android Sisters.
Jobs, the United States requires a strong defense arm because it creates jobs. We need jobs.
I need a job.
Me too.
Over the years, Plimpton's done a slew of commercials, music videos for Madonna and Weird Al Yankovic, and interstitials for MTV. He makes two or three animated shorts a year, and every few years he manages to finish a feature film. It's a lot of work. As with all of his films, each panel in his latest, Cheatin', was drawn by hand.
I think there's 40,000 drawings in the film. So I had to do about 100 drawings a day to do all the animation in about a year. I get into it, I listen to country western music, and I'm drawn away and I'm in heaven. I mean, it's just such a pleasant experience to make these films that I can't stop myself.
On screen, Plimpton's images seem to pulsate thanks to a technique he's developed over the years.
There is a drawing for every frame of film, but sometimes they're the same drawing, and I alternate them back and forth. And it gives it a kind of a shimmering effect. It makes it feel alive. It's like it has a pulse, you know, and it's sort of been my trademark.
Cheatin' tells the story of Ella and Jake, whose romance is marred by another woman who has designs on Jake and drives a wedge between them. The story includes a magician, a hitman, and a soul transfer machine. Nicole Renault composed the score. Her favorite scene shows Ella falling in love.
She's sitting on the bench, she's reading a book, and then she sees people in love passing by. And they all have some heart shapes. Then a little angel comes with a little heart in his hand and gives it to Ella.
I mean, there's moments like that that are just sheer visual brilliance.
Flash Rosenberg is another animator who's a big fan of Plimpton's.
He shows us scenes from so many angles. You see it like a graphic novel in liquid, so that you get an aerial view and a side view and an extreme view, which is all a lot more drawing than might be necessary to convey what happens.
That meticulous approach has led Simpsons creator Matt Groening to call Bill Plimpton God. But Plimpton has never managed to land a major distributor for any of his films. He sells the hand-drawn frames from them to help keep his small studio afloat and pay the other artists who color in his drawings. The emergence of crowdfunding has made things a bit easier. He raised $100,000 on Kickstarter to complete Cheatin' when he ran out of money.
Why waste my time trying to do a dog and pony show with these clueless Hollywood executives when I could go to my fans? They will have the money to finish my film. Plus, I still get to own the copyright of the film, and my fans don't tell me I have to kill a character off or whatever. You know, I have total freedom to make the film the way I want to make it.
Bill Plimpton is already finishing two more animated films. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.